Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold, Isaiah 55, he won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
Give the Lord a hand praise, amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. Give the Lord a hand praise, amen. How many are thankful? Are you thankful today? Are you thankful? Amen. Give the Lord a hand praise if you're thankful, amen. Amen. Come on, we're supposed to be lively stones, amen. We're supposed to be lively stones. We're supposed to be living stones, amen. You know, God don't want no dead stones, amen. I know he's building the church with the rock, but we got to realize that we are the stones, amen, that goes upon the foundation. We are lively. And if you're lively people, there ought to be some noise every now and then to say thank you. Amen. And lift your hand, say thank you, amen. You open up your mouth, you praise God, you say thank you. Amen. Amen. You have to let people know I'm alive. I'm not dead, amen. God is not dead. Is he still alive? Amen. So we come to praise God because we know he's alive, and then I'm alive because it was him that made me alive. Amen. Yeah, we was dead at one time in our trespasses and our sins. Amen. But he came and resurrected us so that we can live and have life. And you ought to have something to praise God for. Amen. I just thank God for my salvation. Amen. Praise God. You know, we were dead. We was lost. And it was God that came and raised us up again. So I'm thankful this morning, amen. I'm thankful every day. I'm learning how to be thankful every day. Yes. In this young age that I've attained right now, amen. My beard has gotten gray, you know, letting me know I'm getting younger. And my head is getting gray and bald. And they let me know I'm getting younger, amen. I'm getting younger by the day, so I'm going to be thankful to the Lord. And I hope everybody else would learn how to be thankful, amen. Tell God that I appreciate you, Lord. I just appreciate you that you brought me through all of these years that I have. How do they say? Millions didn't make it. Millions didn't make it. But I'm one of the ones who did. Hallelujah. Millions didn't make it to your age, sister. Amen. Amen. You can think about a lot of your friends that you went to school with. They didn't make it, amen. But look at you still standing, amen. Millions of you praying, and quite a few of your brothers that was in the street with us, they ain't here today, amen. But we still are here, so we made it, amen. Hallelujah. Even if we don't make it till tomorrow, we made it today, amen. So I got to give God some praise when? Today. Hallelujah. Today. Amen. Someone, you got the scriptures, amen. We want to hear scripture from somebody today. Amen. Want a prayer to come from someone, amen? Let me get this off, amen. Praise God. Watch yourself. Turn around if you're going to come up this, to the front.
I'm trying to be in the spirit channel.
Hey, well.
I'm hiding for somebody.
Amen.
This is Acts 1 and 8, where the Lord reads, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." May the Lord have a blessing to the reader here and
doer
of his most holy word.
Amen. Everybody give a hand praise. Make some noise. Amen. Let everybody know we're here. Amen. Make some noise. Hallelujah. Let them know you're back there. Say amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Someone want to give us a prayer today. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We always waiting on a prayer. Amen.
Father God, in the name of the Lord, thank you, Lord, for coming into our presence, Lord. And you said the people of Christ are gathered together in your name. You are in the midst. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the midst of today, Lord. We ask that your Holy Spirit be filled with the mighty way we find. This was reason we can't pray any book of end that's trying to deliver us from receiving your word.
Yes.
And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you have brought by the steps of our hearts today. Our hearts are open and our minds are receptive to speak.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you all today. Lord, bless the man of God today. And we give him the great form of your word. Getting him from the crown of his head to the souls of his people. And we thank you. And we pray that Jesus.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's what we're thanking God for. In Jesus' name. Amen. When you say you're thinking in Jesus' name, you're thinking in his likeness. You know, in the Bible, you know, most of the time when they had a name, the name was the likeness of that person. Amen. And when you say, I'm thanking you in the likeness of Jesus. Amen. That's how we give God praise, in the likeness of Jesus. Just like Jesus did, and we're doing the same way. And that name, you know, let you know there's the ownership there, amen. That God is the owner of all things, amen. Praise God. We don't own nothing, amen. Everything that we have belongs to God. And that's where we come to realize that we are God's children because he put a name on us, amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you get married, the first thing you do, you give the person your name, amen. Realize that now, amen, she's come to you, and because your name is on her, it shows ownership. Amen. Just page is mine now because she got a name. She took my name, amen, as ownership. Amen. That's my wife. I can say what? That's my wife now because what? She has my name, amen. And then when we take the name of Jesus, we have to recognize we belong to him because what? We took on his name, amen. Praise God. So that's why you realize when you get married, we take on his name, amen, is because that shows that you're married. You see, your name got changed when you became a prevost, amen. Your name changed from the other name to show that now, what, you belong to him because you took on his name, amen. Praise God. Now, you didn't take on his title, but you took on his name. I know he might have been, I don't know what his mama's name or daddy's name. He might have been Joey's son, but you didn't take on Joey's son. You took on Joey's son's name. You didn't just take on his attribute, amen, or his title of who he was, but you took on his name, amen. Praise God. And that's the same way it is with Christ. We don't just take on his attributes. We don't just take on his title. We take on his name because what? We now belong to him, amen. That my name is being changed to say who I am now. What? Hallelujah. And then when she gets, whenever Sister Prevost stands up, she stands up. She don't give her old name. She always say, I'm Sister Prevost now, amen. She got rid of the old self, and now she became somebody else. It's because she took his name, amen. Is that right? If they ask you who you are now, you stand up and say your name is Sister Prevost. Amen. I can't say your other part of the name, so I just use Sister Prevost. Amen. But praise God. But do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. We belong to God. Amen. And because we belong to God, we took on his name. And that's a real important part, you know. Every time you get married, you know, if you keep your own name, that means you want to stay being yourself. Amen. You want to keep your old identity, yeah, when you keep your own name. You know how some people get married these days, they keep their name, they keep his name, amen? That's not the way it's supposed to be because you're being identified now as his wife. Not keeping your old identity, but you have a new, we have a new identity, what? In Christ now. That's who makes us who we are now, makes us different because we took on the name of Jesus. Is that all right with y'all today? Amen? Huh? Huh? You got to take on his name, take on his likeness, amen. That you are now what? You're one with each other now. Amen. You in him and he in you and you in him and we're all together in one thing now. The name is kind of important, amen. It's very important. So don't let nobody, amen, leave, amen, unless you take on his name. Not his title, but his name. Amen. If you're going to be baptized, you're baptized in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus, because what? You're taking on his name, amen. That's where you get his name when you go to the pool there, and then they baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus, or the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're taking on a name, amen. It's because what? You're changing your identity. You're not the same person. And when we come back and say what? Old things have passed away and what? All things have become new. That means I'm a different person now. I'm not who I used to be. And what was your name before you got married, sister? What was your last name before you got married? Busman. Busby. She's not Busby anymore, amen. Sister Busby anymore. She's Sister Prevost now, amen? Do y'all understand what I'm trying to say? Amen. And so all of us in here, I hope that we've been baptized in Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you haven't been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then I might have to ask you why. Why haven't you, amen? Is it biblical? Is it scriptural? Amen. And are we say that we follow Jesus or are we following somebody else, amen? We got to get back to the word. You know, even for me, I realize a lot of things I've been saying wrong. We've been saying it wrong, teaching it wrong, amen. And because of that, we got to change, amen. This is where it's come time that our eyes got to be open to truth now. We're supposed to be people who are walking in truth of the word of God, amen. And that's what we got to realize. You know, Gina and I was talking about some things yesterday, and we realized, hey, you know, we've been doing it wrong. We've been saying it wrong. Or we've been telling people wrong. And a lot of people are going to be lost because they didn't get it right. And so we are the people who got to get things right, amen? Y'all know what I'm trying to say, amen? And all of us got to learn how to be a witness. And you invite somebody. You know, sometimes you say, well, why did nobody come? Did you invite anybody? If you don't expect nobody to come if you're not inviting anybody, do you? If you're not inviting anyone to Jesus, you don't expect anyone to come to Jesus. Everything's supposed to be by what? Invitation, amen? You know, somebody said, well, why haven't you gone to work? Or why haven't you come? Well, nobody never invited me. You're not inviting people to the person. You're inviting people to Jesus, amen? See, that should be your invitation to come, not for the person. If we get to where we can't come or do something because of a person, it means that we're not doing it for the right reason, amen? Because the person's going to die. And then if you just depending on that person, when that person dies, that means you dead too. Because you've been following the person. We got to get back to the place where we're following the word, amen, not a person. You come to hear a word, not the person. Not that he's so eloquent, got to be so eloquent in speech and everything, amen. But is it the word? What is he saying? Is it the word, amen? And so we want to do the word. Might not be that eloquent in speech, but we're going to do the word, amen? And it's the word you're going to be following. Because a lot of people they're listening to eloquent in speech, and they're being led down the wrong path and led down the wrong road, amen? Huh? And when we see these things all built up and all big, there's a lot of them being led down the wrong path. All the thing they want is your money. They don't care about your soul, amen? You need somebody that cares about your soul, not care about your money. Amen? Too much of that going on now. They care more about the money than they do your soul. I care about your soul, amen. I ain't worried about your money. I thank God that he gives me enough, amen. I don't have no abundance, but I got enough, amen. Because when I die, I know I'm not going to take nothing with me, amen. Everything you got in the bank is going to be left, amen. The house that you gained is going to be left, amen. all the money you got gonna be left, amen. You're not gonna take anything with you, amen. And so all the things you go out to be gainsaying for, you're gonna lose it. How many know that? This is where we got to get to a mindset that, amen, we come to serve God and Him only, because this life right here, I already know, amen, that there's nothing here, but I have to worry about my next life, amen. You don't want your next life to be worse than the life that you had here, do you? Don't you want to? We have hope of what? A better place than where we are now. This is why we live the way we live, because what we have a hope. This is why we do what we do now, because we have hope. Is that right? I don't know about y'all, but I've come to the end of myself, amen. I realize that no matter what I do, I can't take everything I try to gain here. I can't take nothing with me. You can't take nothing with you, amen. The things you give up for God, you're not going to take them with you. All those feelings you got while you was here, you ain't going to take no feelings with you. All the things we give up on God for, amen. All the things we take down God for. Come on, we got to love the Lord. I want to go to Luke chapter 9 today, amen. Hallelujah. Because our mindset got to change. You know, everybody think about the pleasure of this life. I just want to have the pleasure of this life. Amen. And then you still ain't satisfied. All the things you do, you still ain't satisfied. All the things you get, you still ain't satisfied. All the things you buy, you still don't satisfy you. Amen. No matter what it is. Amen. You know how people, they get one Rolls Royce and then they want two of them. And the Rolls Royce ain't enough to get a Maserati. And the Maserati ain't good enough. I don't know what they all do with expensive cars. A Bentley. They get a Bentley and the Bentley ain't good enough. And then you look around in the yard, you see they got a whole garage full of cars. And they still ain't satisfied. All the stuff they get, amen. You got to realize all this stuff you get ain't going to satisfy you, amen. We got to realize, we got to turn to the Lord that something going to bring satisfaction to your life. And that's what God is concerned about. God is concerned about you finding peace within yourself, amen. Because that's where your peace comes from. Your peace comes from within, not on the outside. There's nothing you get on the outside that's going to bring satisfaction to your soul. God made it that way. God made it where that you can't be satisfied without Him, because He put part of Himself in you. And so whatever you're missing, that peace, then you don't find no satisfaction, amen, because you left Him out. So what is that? That there's a hole in me somewhere, amen. Hallelujah. There's a hole in you. You still got a hole in you. And then only God can fill that place in your life. So we need Jesus today. Amen. Praise God. We need Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Praise God. I need Jesus in my life. Amen. I need to stop struggling for all this stuff and start struggling for Jesus. Amen. I need to stop going after all of this stuff, and I need to go out after Jesus, because that is what your life is supposed to be about. We have the wrong, most of the time, we have the wrong concepts about the Lord. Wrong concept about what life is all about. And we think life is to live out for ourselves, but God didn't put you here to live out life for yourself. He put you here to live out the life for Him. He didn't bring us here for our own glory. He brought us here for His glory. He didn't create us for Himself. He created us so that we can give Him some glory, amen. And we need to give Him some glory, amen. We need to give God some praise out of our life. He came, I want to get something out of your life. I want people to see myself in you. I don't want to see you. I want to see me.
I want you to be the mirror to other people. I want my mirror to display out of you and to other people so they can see. Because if they don't have a mirror to look in, then they don't know how to clean up. You wash your face because there's a mirror there, amen? Mm-hmm. You can see the dirt, amen? And God said, I want you to be the mirror for the world. I want your life to be the example to the world where they can look at you and look at themselves, amen? They can see their dirt by looking at you because you be the mirror. Because when I say you being the mirror, it means you being the example. See, when they said, when the Bible said there was no light in the world, the world was in darkness, there was no light. And God said, let there be light. In other words, you're in darkness means that you're in ignorance. When you're in darkness means you can't see yourself, amen. And if people can't see themselves in the world, and if they don't have no mirror, they won't know that they're weak. Because we're supposed to be the example of righteousness. And if there's no example of righteousness, then the world would never see their own wickedness. See, you're the mirror. You don't realize that you're the mirror. I think, what's it, Luke 9 and, let me see, 9 and 23. Read, Sister Payne, read all the way down to 27.
And he said to them,
uh-huh.
If any man will come after me.
If any man come after me.
Let him deny himself.
Let him do what?
Deny himself.
Do you realize what we got to do? In order to be the mirror, you got to deny yourself. Huh? See, our problem is that we don't want to deny ourselves. We always want to stand up for ourselves. Amen. Our problem is that we always want to be seen, but we don't want the God to be seen in us. But you can't, God can't be seen unless you deny yourself. See, when we talk about having a born-again experience, having a born-again experience, it means that I become somebody else. That's what I was talking about earlier. I have become somebody else, and I have to recognize that who I am, amen, and that I am who I am, what? By Christ Jesus, amen. And I got to recognize who I am, but the part is that we don't recognize who we are. Except a man do what? Deny himself. I got to get the old me out of the way so that the new man can come forth. See, if you don't deny yourself, then the only someone who's going to be seen is you. You know how somebody like to say you like to show your behind? You can't deny yourself. See, people who can deny themselves, they realize they don't have to show their behind to know who they are. People who know who they are don't have no reason to show themselves. One of the main things that we walk in pride, don't we? We can't take down. We always got to show ourselves, amen. We can't keep ourselves because we want to be seen. Because that's part of us. We always want to be seen. We want to be noticed. We want to be recognized, amen. You know what I'm saying? We want to be recognized, amen. Not that God's going to be recognized. Hey, not that I can deny myself so that God can get the glory, amen. We don't like doing that, amen. Because we don't like to put up with anything. We don't like to suffer with anything. We always got to show our behind no matter what goes on. Why? We can't deny ourselves. Can you deny yourself that way? So that God can be glorified, or you got to show yourself and cause him to be condemned. See, people will look at you, and that's where they say that's the way God is. So you might realize that a lot of people are not serving the Lord today because what? Because they look at you. They look at your attitude. And they don't want God because they say, is that the way we're supposed to act? And like, what did you say, let a man do what?
And take up
your
cross daily and follow me.
Well, what is it being taking up your cross daily? Take up your cross daily means I'm dying daily to self. I'm dying daily to my feelings, amen. I'm dying daily to it. And most of us don't want to die. You see, we want to live rather than let Christ in. What is Paul saying? The life that I now live, I live by faith. of the Son of God. Amen. Are we living by faith? Are we believing that God's going to do things for us? See, that's what faith is, believing that God will do something for me. Faith is that I believe that God will defend me, that I don't need to defend myself, amen. I don't need to lift up myself. I don't need to be nobody. Huh? Because when I'm nobody, that's when I'm somebody. Hallelujah. Are you with me here? That I'm not living the life for me. I'm living the life for Christ. I'm not living this life for my sake. I'm living this life also for the sake of others. Well, why is it that I'm living for the sake of others? So that what? Christ can be seen and not me myself. Amen. We live, you don't live for yourself anymore. What do you got to do? Let a man do what? You got to deny yourself. Amen. Pick up your what? Pick up your what? Cross. The cross represents the place of death. Represents the place of death. I got to die to myself. Amen. Do you realize how many people are so wrong? It's because they won't deny themselves. Their pride always got to stick out. They always got to make sure, I want you to recognize me. Hallelujah. We always want to be recognized. We always want to be the one. You can't look down on me. You can't say that to me. Well, are you living for Christ or are you living for yourself? Who are you glorifying? Who are you giving glory to? Are you giving glory to yourself or are you giving glory to God? Let a man do what? Take up his cross daily. Die daily. That means I'm headed to the cross. I'm dying daily. What am I dying to? I'm dying to myself. A lot of things I could do, I don't do. A lot of action I could take, I don't take. A lot of times it's not that I don't want to take them. But for Christ's sake. Not my sake, but for Christ's sake, amen. So a lot of times you want to kill somebody. But you don't do it, not for your sake now, because if you have my way with it, I'd take you out. If I have my way, I'd knock your socks off. Amen. My way. Huh? Yeah, knock your block off, amen. Amen. Praise God. No, but I don't, why is it that I don't do it? I don't do it for Christ's sake. You know what I'm saying? It's because I recognize that what? I'm a new man. I'm a new person. I'm not the person that I used to be, amen. I probably used to do that, but now it's the word of God that what sustains me. It's the word of God that holds me in place. It's the word of God that stops me from doing what I would have done a long time ago. You couldn't have said that to me like that. Yeah. You couldn't have talked to me like that. But now, when I realize who I am, that I've got to give glory to who? I've got to give glory to God now, amen. I think we don't recognize who we glorify, and we don't recognize who we are. What did Jesus say? You are the light of the world. I mean, you are the example. Then I got to be the example, even when I don't want to be the example. Well, what am I doing? I'm dying to who? I'm dying to myself, amen. And we don't like dying to ourselves because we always want to remain. Freedom.
Well, who's saying that we'll save his life to lose it?
Whoever don't, see, you're trying to save your own life, amen. See, you out there fighting for you, that's trying to save you. See, when you're trying to save you, you're always, pride is always trying to save you, right? Pride is always up. Arrogant, when you're prideful and you're arrogant, that's you. You're trying to save you. You can't take nothing. You can't take anything. It's because you're trying to what? You're trying to save you, amen. You don't want to die to self and not realize that God is using this method of tribulation. God is using the method of trial. He's using the method of affliction, what? To destroy you. But every time that he's trying to destroy you, Luke 9:23. Every time he's trying to get rid of you, guess what? You resurrect. Then you come out. The old you come out. It's a drop in the hat. You come out. Not Christ come out, but you come out. Why is it? Because that lets you know you ain't dead yet. You were baptized for the dead, but you still resurrected or something. Every time something come up, you allow it to resurrect. Amen. What are you supposed to do? Deny yourself. Amen. What? You got to what? Pick up your cross. Amen. Picking up your cross means I'm dying daily to myself. I'm allowing things to destroy me. No, Jesus didn't have to die. What was he dying? Was he dying for himself? Jesus didn't have any sin. He denied his life so that you could live. He showed the power of God, and the way he showed the power of God, that the power of God was in him, he was able to deny himself. Are you able to deny yourself? Or every time something comes up, you come out? Who comes out? Do you come out or do Christ come out? What comes out of your mouth when somebody puts you in the corner? Why do you think God allowed pressure to come in your life? The reason God allows pressure to come in your life, because it's the pressure that's what? It's the pressure that's going to push things out of you, amen? What? So how do you mold something? How do you shape something? How is something molded or shaped in, amen? How is that being done? You got to have some fire in your life, amen? You know, when you're just like a hard piece of iron, you got to have some fire in your life, amen? And then what are we doing? We don't want no fire in our life. We don't want no trouble in your life. You know, we don't want to be stirred up by nobody, amen? Because every time the fire comes, you come out. And you're supposed to allow the fire to burn. See, you have to allow people to say things to you that you don't like. And not fight them back. And not say things back. That shows that you're dead. That shows that God has gotten that pride out of you. Because the only reason you fight is because of pride. The only reason you rise up is because of your pride. The only reason you defend yourself is because you're still proud. You say you're saved, but you're still proud. Got that pride walking on you, inside of you. Somebody tell me, I believe that Micah chapter 6. I want you to stay right there, please. Somebody get Micah chapter 6 and 1. I think that's where it is. Micah chapter 6, verse 1. Somebody read. Because we got to realize what God wants out of you. He said, we got to what? Pick up our cross. How many times? Daily. That means I have to give myself to death every day. I got to die to save today. Micah 6 and 1. Who got it? Read it. Listen to what who says?
The Lord.
Listen to what God says.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Leave my case before the mouth.
Let the heal the exalted say, hear what the Lord says.
Hear you mountain.
Hear you mountain.
Aggravation. The everlasting foundation of the earth.
The everlasting foundation of the earth, what?
But
what the Lord has a problem with.
He is lodging a charge against his people.
My people.
What have I done?
Well, God said, what have I done to you? Did I put too much on you? What did Jesus say? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. That these are supposed to be light things to you. But we make it so hard. Why is he won't die? Read.
Answer me,
God said.
I brought you up out of Egypt.
And I brought you out of slavery. We all were slaves to sin, amen. Do you realize you were slaves to sin? He said, this is where I brought you from. You were slaves to sin. Read on.
I sent Moses to lead you.
I sent Jesus to lead you.
Also Aaron and Aaron.
Uh-huh. You remember what the devil had against you? Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you know the righteous acts
of the Lord?
I'm talking about, that's why I want to get to the righteous act. Do you know the righteous acts of the Lord? You see, denying yourself is a righteous act. How many know that that's a righteous act, amen? Well, we don't practice righteousness. We think that we're practicing righteousness, but we're practicing wickedness. And the reason you're practicing wickedness is because you're stealing yourself out of the bondage of the heart. Out of the bondage of the heart. You see, what's in the bondage of the heart? The mouth speaks, but what about the wicked? Your heart is deceitful above everything. Who can know it? You still got deceit in your heart. And when you get the deceit out, you allow things to come against you to get that what's in you out. But what do? We always gonna resurrect to let us know it's still there. Every time you rise up, that lets everybody know you ain't saved. You ain't saved. Your mouth ain't saved anyway. Your attitude ain't saved. God wants to save the whole man. And how do you tell what's in you? Comes out of your mouth. Come out of your mouth, amen. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, amen. And so every time God allows pressure to come on you, the first thing you do, you're going to rise up. You're going to resurrect. And not let God be true and every man a lie, amen. Not let God get the glory, amen. Not that you get the glory. It is God that gets the glory. See, our problem is that we don't give God the glory that he should have. Because we want to take the glory. Look who I am. Look at me. I ain't going to let you talk to me like that. I ain't going to let you do me like that. Jesus had all power and he allowed it to be done to him. He allowed himself to be whipped, didn't he? He allowed himself to be bruised, amen. He allowed himself to be chastised for our peace, amen. He allowed himself to go to the cross for us. Now, not that he had to go, amen. Praise God. But what was he concerned about? Not my will be done, but your will be done, Father, amen. Now, he wasn't concerned about himself, amen. Aren't you glad he wasn't concerned about himself?
Yes.
Amen. Aren't you glad that he was concerned more about you than he was himself? Amen. Aren't you glad that he was concerned about your salvation? Amen. Aren't you glad that he was more concerned about redeeming you than he was redeeming himself? See, we always want to redeem ourselves and not allow God to do it for us. Amen. We always want to protect ourselves and we get out of God and get back into ourselves and show our behind rather than God. Israel, they came out. They was in slavery and while they was down, they was crying and hollering and screaming. Oh, Lord, look at all this on me. Look at all of them. And then he bring them out. And as soon as he bring them out, they get right back into what they came out of. They became slaves to sin again. It ain't slaves to yourself. But you know what our biggest problem is? We slaves to ourselves. We trying to fix everything. We trying to do everything. We trying to fight our battles, amen? Huh? We trying to lift up ourselves. We don't want to be belittled. Jesus said the way up is what? Down. If we recognize, who is it that does everything? It is God. Promotion comes not from the east, nor west, nor south, but promotion comes from God, amen? You see, if we want to be promoted, God said, if you go down, I'll promote you, amen? I cause everybody to see you. But see, you want to be seen on your own accord and not on God's accord. And so you do things so you can be seen. Pride. Stiff-necked. Hard-hearted. Uncircumcised of heart. Your heart has been circumcised. You ain't let the word in. The word ain't doing nothing for you. If the word was doing something for you, and you allowed the word to get into you, the word retained you. But what is that? Roll the stone away. What is, you got a stony heart, you won't allow the word of God to enter and change you. You still want to be yourself. You think that you are the glory when God is the glory, amen? Huh? You're supposed to be living, we're supposed to be living for God. Not living for ourselves. You wouldn't put here to live for yourself. You already saw living for yourself. Where is it going to take you? Living for, when I say living for yourself, I don't want to be seen. I want to be noticed. I don't want nobody looking down on me. So what? Wasn't Jesus looked down on? Didn't they despise him? Didn't they reject him? Didn't they spit on him? We sing, make plan the song this morning, but look at all the things they did to him. And he had the power. He could have pointed his finger and everybody would have died. He could have said one word in the whole earth. Everybody on the earth would have perished with one word coming out of his mouth. He had that kind of ability and he had that kind of power. But what did he do? He denied himself. So when are we going to get to a place that we're going to act like we've been born again? We're not the same person that we used to be. If you say you're not the same person and you see you acting the same way, there's something wrong. Are y'all with me today? Read up. Go back to the page. Read.
Whosoever will lose his life for my sake.
Whosoever will what?
Lose his life.
Lose your life for whose sake?
For my sake.
For his sake.
Then they shall save it.
You're going to save it? You think me protecting my life is going to save me, but losing your life is going to save me. It's just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
How many know about reverse? I call it reverse, amen. But then we do things in reverse from the way that we used to do. Ain't nobody going to put me down. Ain't nobody talk to me like that. And then you find yourself by yourself because nobody want to be around you. You don't like that attitude that you got. You don't have a new attitude. Then you stay by yourself too because you don't want nobody to see your faults. You don't want nobody to know who you really are. So you stay by yourself. You stay alone. Then most of the time you can't get along with nobody because you're crying. Come on, so I got to deny, I got to die to myself. I got to get me out of the way.
Yeah.
See, the problem is that the problem is you. The problem is me. So see, when we talk about denial, we always wonder, well, why did God tell us to fast? There's a delay, man. When you fast, he give you in practice of what? I'm denying myself of certain clarity. I have to deny myself of certain clarity because that's where life's supposed to be, a life of denial, amen? And then we have to get into practice of denying yourself. And so when you attempt it, what? If you got in practice of denying yourself, when you get tempted, you'll be able to deny that thing, amen? Because you've already been living in self-denial, amen? But when I can say something sometimes, I won't say nothing because what? I'm just denying myself that, amen? You see what I'm saying? I'm denying myself that because when I get tempted, I've already been practicing denial. And so therefore, when the Antichrist comes, if you ain't been practice of self-denial, then what? You're going to take what it is that he has to offer you is because you haven't practiced denying yourself, amen? Uh-huh. That's how he's going to get you. You see, that's how the devil takes control of your life, because you haven't walked in the life of denial. You've already walked in the life of just having your way, you know? I don't know which one of them hamburger plates that they have it your way. You know how you go to the Burger King, you can have it your way, amen. But with the Lord, you can't have it your way, you got to have it his way. We need to start living a life of denial. You got to deny your own feelings sometimes. Every time somebody get on your nerves, and you get in your feelings, and run off somewhere, amen. Can't take that. And not realize that God allowed that to come in your life to get something out of you that you got in. You realize that? But you get in your feelings. That means when you get in your feelings, it means you got in your flesh. So I got to deny myself, amen. Yeah, if I'm going to walk with Jesus, I got to walk, I got to deny myself. Because it's the life of God that is to be seen, not my life, but his life. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say? Not my will, but what? Your will be done, amen. See, that's what we all want, is what I want. Not for the way he said. It's not what I want, but what you want. That's where you're going to find the life at. You're not going to find in the life going your way. Only thing, you taking yourself to death. You don't have no joy. You won't have no peace. Because what? You're going your way. It's because what? You're at work trying to do the thing and not allow the word of God to work. Read on.
Well, what is a man vain if he gained the whole world and lose himself or be cast away?
So, what does it do to gain the whole world and what? Lose your soul. See, realize how many people I heard Rihanna on TV, on the YouTube, Rihanna crying and hollering, every time I sing this song, a demon come on me. Something takes hold of me. Every time I start singing this song, I want to quit. I want to get out. You know what she done did? She done sold herself for the money. She done sold her soul for riches and fame. Huh? And they didn't realize that the devil was serious. You know, the same thing the devil offered Jesus, amen. Huh? All the kingdom of the world would I give thee if you fall down and worship me. I give you all the kingdom. And then the devil was bold with Jesus. He said, because it is mine to give. Look how many people sell it out. And so they sold to the devil. And now they want to get out of it. And the devil said, no, I pay for keep. Huh? Crime. But she couldn't deny it. She could have denied herself the riches and fame, amen. She still could have been rich, and she might not have been as rich, you know what I mean? But she would have had enough. And no matter how many millions you got in the bank, you still ain't going to take it with you. Your son or whoever you left it to, or the government or whatever, amen, they're going to be having fun on that, amen. Hmm? And you're going to be kicking in flames in hell because what? You chose that over God. How many of you choosing your way over God's way? Hmm? You choosing what you want to do over what you know God told you to do, amen? You want to do it your way. And you wonder why you're having so many problems because you want to do it your way. Hmm? If you did it God's way, there would be peace in it. There would be life in it, amen? But you choose. That's why God said, choose your destiny, right? Who are you going to serve? You're going to serve yourself. You're going to serve God. Because out of all the money, it's not going to do it for you. He's not trying to tell you not to have none, but make sure you do with what God told you to do with. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm trying to say? If, you know, God said, even when I give you money, I didn't give it all to you to keep. I gave it to you to help somebody with it. Amen. I gave you what somebody else is down. I give it to you so you can lift somebody else up, amen. Huh? Not to keep for yourself, amen. And you try to keep all of it for yourself, and then what do? You give your pocket a good hole, man. Mm-hmm. It just runs out. When you go and sell your soul to the devil, and don't even get a chance to enjoy none of it. Well, what is this little rapper? He's 25 years old. He wanted the rich and fame. I can't think of his name right now. He got all of his money. He sold his soul. Sold his soul to get all his money. And then he got caught with some dope and ate the dope. And he'd been trying to hide from the police and died. And out of all that money that he had, somebody else gonna get you enjoy. Hmm? Mm-hmm. Stop selling out for money, amen. Come on, learn how to do what? Deny yourself, amen. Don't sell out, amen. No. If you gain your money by work, you'll be happy with it, amen. The money coming easy, what? Blow like the wind, amen. Don't do you no good, does it? All they do, you just get it and it just run right out of you. But when you're living for God, you do what? You learn how to give, don't you? And when you learn how to heal, it looks like it just keeps coming back. It just keeps coming back. It just keeps coming back. Somebody, well, he uses me. I'm just denying myself. I'm going to let him have it anyway. I'm just denying myself. It just keeps coming back. Hallelujah, amen. You look on your cash app, there's $150. It just keeps coming back. Look on your cash app, there's $50. It just keeps coming back. It just keeps coming back, amen. You walk down the street, amen, somebody pay for your food. It just keeps coming back. You walk in the store, they give you free drinks. And sometimes you pick up stuff that's free stuff. It just keeps coming back. It just keeps coming back. You go to the gas station, put gas in your car. How much was that? Somebody pay for your gas. It just keeps coming back. And so when somebody say they use it, keep on using it. Just keep on using it. Just keep on using it. Because, well, I'm not living for me. I'm living for the Lord, amen. And when I'm living for the Lord, I'm counting on God to bless me. Come on, somebody. You got to learn how to live for God, amen. And let God raise you up and do things for you. Not you got to do for yourself. I don't need to be a great somebody to be great. I'm great anyway. I'm somebody anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care what you think. I'm somebody anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know how I know I'm somebody? Because I am what I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Nothing more, nothing less. When you know who you are, amen, you don't have nothing to prove to anybody else because you know who you are. I don't care what you call me. See, I won't get mad because of what you call me. It's because of who God made me. Come on, somebody. Because I can deny myself. Amen. You see, that's how you accept denial. Then, because what they said about you don't matter. You're denying it, amen. Because that's not me in a way. Praise God. If you're not talking about me, amen. You're not talking about me. Because I'm somebody because of who God made me. It's not of what I am on the outside, but it's who I am on the inside. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Come on, your character matters. Hallelujah. That's what God wants to build in your character. That's how you have to get rid of yourself to be your character. Well, what does it mean to have character? What it means to have character means that I'm sick. I'm sick. I'm kind of like this chair here. I'm sick. Hallelujah. And when I can sit in this chair, it don't move. Come on, amen. Slap it side to head, it don't move. It don't change, amen. Character, amen. And so when you got character, when people say something to you that makes you angry, you're still able to hold your mouth. How many know what meekness is? See, God trying to build character, trying to make you meek. Hallelujah. See, you were supposed to have a sheep nature, to be meek, not fight back all the time. Huh? Meek. See, everybody thinks being meek is weakness. But being meek is not weakness. Being meekness means that I got control. Come on, somebody. I got self-control. See, that's part of the fruit, right? Fruit of the spirit. See, that lets you know when you got some fruit bearing because you got self-control. Because, well, I'm in self-denial. See, you can't have self-control without having self-denial. When I can deny something, that means I can be in control. Amen? See, that's why God said, don't do everything you want to do. Don't go after everything that you really want. It's because you need to be in control of things. I'm meek enough to handle it because I want to be in self-control, amen. Because when you're out of control, you run over anything once. Amen? A person's life is out of control, but don't they end up in bad places? When you drive down the road with a car out of control, your life ain't in control. You can't even control yourself. Amen. The devil leads you and pull you the way he want to pull you. It's because you won't be yourself now. You won't turn to Jesus. Amen. You want to try to do it yourself. You're trying to fight the battle yourself. But, well, I'm just going to turn this over to Jesus. I'm going to pray and see what the words say. And I'm going to believe Jesus. Amen. Are y'all with me today?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But what do you got to do? You got to do what? Deny yourself. Get you out the way.
Yeah.
See, you don't realize the problem is you. We always like to blame it on everybody else.
Yeah, he did that. It was his fault.
The devil made me do it. No, you just didn't have no self-control. He can't make you do nothing you don't want to do, can you? You won't deny yourself. You won't allow God to be the power in your life. Come on. We hear the word, but we deny the power of the word. Do you not realize it's the word that changes? Nobody's going to change your thinking, amen. It's being born again means I got to change my thoughts. I got to change my ways, amen. Because that is what it takes to make it, amen. What you got to do? You got to do what? Deny yourself. See, a lot of people can't get saved because they won't deny themselves. Because they say, I can handle it. I don't need no help, man. I can do it on my own. I don't need no help, amen. Finish reading, sis. Let me get out of this time. I see the time running out here.
Verse 26. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed of. Be ashamed.
Amen. Whosoever shall be ashamed of me, gonna be what?
Of my words, of him.
Ashamed of my words and of him, you do what?
Shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory?
All right. He says, now, if you're ashamed of me, well, I'm gonna be ashamed of you, amen. You see, a lot of us can't stand up for the word because it makes us ashamed to do what's right. Mm-hmm. A lot of us can't do certain things because we're ashamed to do it because we're not like everybody else. Are you with me?
Amen.
Huh? Do you know that's what it is? You know, even when God tells you to dress different, you know why you don't want to dress different? Like you don't want to be ashamed. You want to be just like everybody else. You can't deny yourself of that glory, amen. Huh? Shame. And the whole world and the whole thing about it, you know, even if God tells you to cover your head, you know why you don't want to cover yours? You're ashamed. You don't like that. That's your pride. Because you want to be like everybody else. You want to be just like the world. You don't want to make a difference between, you don't want to be a difference between you and the world. We want to look just like the world because we don't want the world to make us ashamed. Amen. And the reason you get all these things that God tells us not to have because what? We can't deny ourselves of it because we want to do what everybody else does. Amen. Even when God tells us not to put these markings and things on nobody, we don't want to not put no mark on nobody because we know everybody in the world, they're putting tattoos on them everywhere, and God told you not to do it, but you are doing it because you want to be like them. Well, I just want it. Yeah, you want it because you saw them had it. You saw somebody, oh, you know so-and-so. That's coveted. You coveted somebody. That's why you got it, amen. Huh? See, what is that? Romans 12 and 2 said, be ye conformed. Don't be conformed to this world, amen. And everybody conforming because we're ashamed to be different. See, that's what the problem is. You're ashamed to be different. Mm-hmm. You care about what the world thinks about you, not what God thinks about you. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be different. Mm-hmm. And so we're conforming. Mm-hmm. But do you see the conform, how we're being conformed every day? The world is conforming us because we won't deny us of the things of the world. They're conforming us. Huh? Have anybody seen the conform? You know, when I see two men with 2-year rings in it, he was conformed. He saw Boozy, whatever his name is. You know what I'm talking about. You saw Boozy and Bootsy. I don't know how many of those are. You saw him head on too. And then you thought there was something you wanted to be like him, so you conformed to that. Uh-huh. See, we're being conformed every day. Huh? But we say you got to be transformed, but we're being conformed. Amen. We thought what everybody else was doing, and then we wanted to do it. What were we doing? We conformed. Amen. God said, be transformed. By what? My mind got to be renewed. I got to be different. I got to think different because what? God's thoughts is not my thoughts. God's ways is not my ways. And just because everything that seems right unto a man don't mean that it's right. Hmm? You see, we're not allowing God to crucify us because we're conforming so that the world won't crucify us. Not realizing that we are supposed to be the mirror to the world rather than the world being a mirror to us. We are supposed to set up the standard for the world rather than the world set up the standard for us. Hmm? They're supposed to be looking at us and being changed to be like us rather than we change to be like them. But we won't deny ourselves there. Mm-hmm. Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
We don't want to accept Jesus. Well, the world don't accept Jesus. And they're going to make it. Yep. They're going to make it all right. They're going to make it right onto the lake. Because what? They wouldn't change. They wouldn't change.
I got to quit, but get the last scripture, Sister Faith. Hebrews chapter 11, so I can quit here. Hebrews chapter 11. Gotta go. Hebrews chapter 11. I won't quit. I'm going to quit. Amen. Y'all got me stirred up. Hebrews chapter 11. Let me see what verse is there. Hebrews chapter 11. See, what are we walking? We're walking by faith, amen, and not by sight. Hebrews 11 and 24. Then I'm quitting after this. Amen.
By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
How did he do it? By faith, amen. Do we have faith in the Son of God? Do we believe that he died and he rose again on the third day? By faith. Now, he said he did this by faith. Read.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God.
Now, know what he did. He chose to do what?
Suffer the affliction with the people of God.
With the people of God rather than with the world. Now he could have went with the world, but he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. Read on.
And to enjoy the pleasures of sin for his season.
He chose. How did he do that? He chose to do that, amen. He made a decision that he would rather be with the people of God than he enjoyed the what? The pleasure of sin. Just for a season. It's only last for a little while. You know. I mean, you can be out there in the street for a while. It don't get you down after a while, amen. It's only going to last a little while. It feels good for a while, but in the latter years, it turns to rock. That's why a lot of homosexuals can't be saved, because they choose the pleasure over God. Hmm? The pleasure of sin. Hmm? It's what they want out of it rather than what God wants them to have out of it. They chose. What did they do? They chose. Read on.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than his treasure in Egypt.
So he esteemed suffering rather than the greatest treasure of Egypt. That means he could have been a rich man, didn't he? He could have been a wealthy person, amen. Mm-hmm. Well, rather than to take the wealth, he denied himself of that in order to be with the children of God, to suffer with them. Because what? He saw that to be what? Come on in, young man. He saw that to be greater value. How many know when I say he chose it to be greater value? Do you value your soul over money that you can't take with you? I always say, somebody said they did, but I don't see one. You ever seen the U-Haul behind the hearse? Have you ever seen a U-Haul behind a hearse? You never seen a U-Haul behind a hearse? Somebody sent me a picture one time. They had but it was a hearse that had been converted to a work truck, though. But it was a hearse, though. But what I'm trying to say, on your way to the graveyard, all the stuff you accumulated, it ain't going with you. I don't care what you got. And what kind of fame you got, that ain't going with you, amen? Huh? Amen. You're going out in the graves and the worms going to eat you up. That's just it, amen? And somebody says, I don't have no worms. You know, if they get them blackheads and the worms. And they just wait on you to die so they can eat you up.
I come and read, Sister Paige.
He had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
So he respected the reward of Christ greater riches than what? The treasure of Egypt, amen.
Amen.
See, we don't have no respect for God. We just think everything gonna be like it is, but you always gotta remember you're gonna get old one day. And all that stuff gonna come back to get you. You know, when you get out of bed, brother, your knee gonna be hurting. And every time you do like that, your body's gonna be popping. Come on, it ain't gonna stay that way. What I'm trying to say, everything you got is not gonna stay that way. Yeah. Read on. Listen to what Moses did out here.
By faith. Amen. By faith, he was Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king.
He was with it. By faith, he was willing to leave Egypt, amen, where all the money was and all the things were. He left that, amen, by faith, because he believed that God was going to reward him more. How many believe that God will reward you more? You got to count God's riches greater than the riches of the world.
Amen.
You can be rich. People will remember you, you know, while you're living. You got money. When you die, that memory is gone. But when you do something for God, God write it down in the book. We can still see what Moses did. It's been, I don't know, 4,000 years since that happened. He's still being talked about. Amen. Hmm? Read on. He endured because he saw the one that was invisible. God is invisible, amen. God is a spirit, amen. And see, everybody's trying to make God a person. Well, that's three of them. that's three of them. A spirit can be all things at one time, can't it? God can be all things to all mankind, can't it? He don't need to be three. He can be one and do everything. Because the spirit got different operations. Huh? It can work. God, if God can fulfill the whole heavens and the earth, that means God can be work. God is working everything at the same time. He's still got the moon doing its orbit. He's still got the sun. He's still got the solar system. He's giving you breath. You got up this morning, gave you breath. Amen. Then he's watching out for somebody. I don't know how he got so many eyes, but he can do it. I can only focus on one thing at a time.
That's what they say about men, brother. Say you can only do one thing at a time. I don't know how you practice that. One thing at a time. If you're doing one thing, then you're going to quit doing the other one. If you're doing the other thing, you're going to quit doing the other one. They said, we can't focus like that, amen. We just like God. We one track.
Let me get through.
Through faith over and
sprinkling
of
blood,
least he that destroyed
and firstborn. Amen. Through faith, amen.
I'm just trying to say he endured. That shows that he was willing to what he was willing to deny himself, amen. Praise God. Amen. I know somebody want to be saved. If you want to be saved, then one thing about it, if you haven't been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, you haven't been baptized right. Can I say that again? If you haven't been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, or the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you haven't been baptized right. Amen. We need to have a baptism. And we want to know who want to be baptized, who want to be saved, amen. The Bible said we need to repent. He is sorry for what you done. You know, a lot of times we like to try to wait till everything get right before we get saved. Amen. Amen. But you don't have to wait to get everything right. You come to God and let God help you get it right, amen. Huh? God takes desires and takes feelings from you if you come to him. But the first thing you got to do, deny yourself. Denying yourself is when I come to God and say, I want to be baptized. What am I doing? I'm saying, God, I'm going to deny this old man so that I can be a new person. I want to be somebody different. I don't like myself no more, amen. I don't like what I see. I don't like the way my life is going. So I want to deny myself. So I'm going to give myself the baptism of the word, death, so that I can destroy some of the thoughts. See, everybody don't realize what it does. But when you get baptized in the name of Jesus, it changed something in you mentally. I don't know how it does it, but I know there's change. There's change takes place in you because you have a desire. I want to be something different. I want to do something different. I did it this way all of these years, and I still haven't arrived. So I need to do something different. So we need to repent and what? Be baptized out in the name of the Lord. Not in my titles, but what? In my name. If the preacher said Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that wasn't no name. Name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. Well, what was God's name then? Call his name out. Get through it. And you get done. Let's call his name out. You don't need to go through all that. Just call his name out. You know what the Father's name is. You know what the Son's name is. You know what the Holy Ghost's name is. Just call his name out. Don't go saying what God told you to say. Do what he told you to say. Go and baptize in the name of. And the preacher just said what God said, but he don't do what God told him to do. You've been baptized that way. You need to be baptized again. You've been baptized under John baptism. You came out the Baptist church. I know what they said. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, but he never called the name over you. Over the baptism. I went down that way, so I decided to get it over. I want to do it like the Bible say do it and not the way the people say do it. Because all that stuff came out the Catholic Church. The Trinity came out of the Catholic Church. And all these churches that's been in the United States, I was wondering what God meant to come out of her, my people. Come out of Babylon. The Babylon are the churches that have been established by the Catholic Church. The Presbyterian, the Methodist, Baptist, Lutheran, all those churches came out of the Catholic Church. And they brought the trash out of the Catholic Church over to the Methodist Church and the Baptist Church. The same trash that they're doing over there now, walking around with this thing in their hand. Oh, tat-tat-tat. You don't know what he's saying, amen. And swinging that census. That stuff is ours. Incense is the prayers of the saints. You may be swinging this thing around and burning incense and all that stuff. But today, nothing but falsehood. And he said, well, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need it. That's the important part of salvation. But he said, you must be born of what? Water and spirit, amen. Water and spirit. A lot of people have been born of water, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says you can't make it into the kingdom without the Holy Ghost. And then you keep around talking and believing and waiting. And what you waiting on? In Jesus' name. All right, amen. We thank God. Father God, we just thank you for the word of God and the people of God, Lord. May his word be received today, Lord. And may everyone take hold of it and start dying to themselves, Lord. Lord, that they might give you the glory. And, oh, Lord, that the light that has been up might shine unto other people, that other people might see how good works, Lord. They glorify the Father which is in heaven. And so we thank you today, Lord, for this service. And we thank you for the word that it came for. And ask you to bless all your people everywhere that lift up holy hands for your name. We give glory, honor, and thanks in Jesus' name. May God bless y'all on Facebook. May God bless y'all on the line. And we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to give thanks to all of you on Facebook. If there's any donation you'd like to give, amen. I want you to know we don't beg. Amen. If you got it in your heart to give, I'm not going to tell you you're going to get a mansion because you give me $1,000. Well, if you want to send $1,000, that's all right. But I'm not going to lie to you and tell me God told me to tell you to send me $1,000. I'm not going to be like that. I don't want to shear the sheep. So if you like to send a donation, you can send it to what? Care Church Inc. or what?
carechurchinc@gmail.com.
Or Cash App. And Zelle at carechurchinc@gmail.com. Or PayPal. Amen. So God bless y'all today. Thank y'all for tuning in today. I see you, Brother Phillips. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I see you, Bishop. I see you, Bishop William. God bless y'all on the line today. I see all of y'all. So God bless y'all in Jesus' name. Let everybody say what?
Amen.
Let everybody say what?
Amen.
Let everybody say what?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Any testimonies or anything anyone like to say, like to give before we go? Amen. A praise report. Did God do something good for you? Is there anybody today?
Amen. I want to thank God for our visitors today. You got anything like to say, young man? We appreciate you coming by. Amen. To visit us. I know you're not strangers, but I just, you're just a visitor. But we won't give you a chance to say anything. He said he's just glad to be here. Let's give him a heart hand praise for being here today, that he saw fit to join us today. Amen. Anyone else? Anything you guys like to say? Another testimony. Nobody got nothing to say? Thank God for being alive. That's a good testimony. That guy, you could be dead. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Ain't that a good testimony? You could have been dead. Amen. So thank God for being alive. Amen. Anyone else? Hey, Liam. Any testimony, anything to say? You thank God for anything? You want to eat today, you better say something. I had to get a nice day. Amen. I had to get a nice day. All right, then, we're going to stand and be dismissed. If anybody online, you're going to want to eat today, so you got to say something. Amen. Those are my babies there, amen. There ain't nothing I won't do for them. I don't know about the mama, but I do everything for the grandkids. Oh, praise God, amen. The Bible tells us stop jesting, too, did it? I've been jesting, so I was lying. Father God, we thank you today for the service, and we thank you for those who came. And Father, as we dismiss from this place, but never from your presence, we give glory and honor and praise for your word and for your spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let everybody just say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless y'all. Don't forget about, we'll see y'all Monday through Friday. We're on the Holy Ghost prayer line Monday through Friday, probably from 10 a.m. to 12 a.m. If you're having the tithes or any offering you like to give, you can give it to Sister Paige, and we appreciate you. God bless y'all online today. Amen. Amen. I'm so glad.
You are the last party in the conference.